Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. Henry Lake and Josh Wheeler on this Wednesday evening. Full show, which I'm excited about. Twins get the doubleheader sweep and now have 10 consecutive victories. We just own the Baltimore Orioles. So that's where I want to start, because I have a question about the Twins that I'd like to see answered via phone call or text, 651-461-9226. And I'm struggling with, who are we giving the credit to for the Twins' recent outstanding play? 10 consecutive victories. That's awesome. The team is back in the mix. They are the team that's playing as well as anybody out there. 10 straight. Other teams are, I don't want to say struggling, because the Royals aren't struggling. Detroit's not struggling. But they haven't been as hot as the Twins have been. Clearly, Twins the hottest team in Major League Baseball. But who are we giving the credit to for the Twins' recent outstanding play? And I mean that, and I ask it in a genuine way, because I'm confused about Minnesota sports fans. And I say that because, what do we always like to do? When I say we, I'm generalizing. When the Twins are terrible, we like to give the blame to the Polad family. That's what we do. They're the worst. Sell the team. You don't spend money. You don't do this. You don't do that. We like to give them the blame. So, with 10 consecutive victories, is the Polad family doing something different now? And I know somebody will text or call or whatever, and you're being an apologist for the Polads. I'm not trying to be an apologist. I'm just being a realist. When the Twins were struggling out of the gate, I didn't look and say, oh, yeah, Polad family, the worst. They're the reason why this team is struggling out the gate. Like, who are you guys willing to give credit to? And I know that we at times, and this is the nature of sports, that when a team is struggling, we absolutely will criticize the manager, the coach, you know, general managers, all that stuff. I get all of that. But when the Wolves are struggling, maybe it's just a Minnesota thing, because we do that at times with the Wolves too, right? Like, we've been all over Glenn Taylor for years. We've been all over Glenn Taylor for years. We never are all over the Wolf family, right? Because they, you know, they spend money and they try to put the Vikings in a better, you know, situation every single year. But who are we giving credit to for the Twins' recent outstanding play? 651-461-9226. From the 651, how about giving the credit to the whole team? Question mark? Yeah. But Texter, do we do that when they're bad? That's typically not what we do. Most Twins fans don't do that when they're bad. They jump to ownership, and they like to stay right there. I know Rocco gets a lot of grief. He does. But I'm with you, Texter. Like, I'm giving credit to everybody. I don't think that the Minnesota Twins will struggle and not make the postseason or be super successful in the postseason based on payroll. It's not that simple. I think we have enough talent in this division to win the division and possibly do something in the postseason. And why do I believe that? Because that's just what I believe. And Vegas had this team favored to win the division. And Vegas understood and knows what the payroll is. So I'm not the only person that feels that way. But who are you giving credit to, Josh? Like 10-game winning streak, we're all feeling good. Mm-hmm. I got my coconut water here. Yeah. I got my, you know, my lunch here. I'm feeling good today.
Yeah, I agree with you with the payroll thing. I've reiterated this numerous times. The Twins, as far as the AL Central teams, are atop the Central in payroll, especially last year. So it has nothing to do with payroll. I think that there's a lot of finger-pointing in the best possible way to go around. Deshaun Kearse Jr., we have so many different names that could be thrown into the good basket, but like you said, if this were 10 straight losses, we would be singing a different tune.
Always. So, yeah. That's just how it is. That is the nature of criticism in Minnesota sports. Yep. That's just how it is.
Yep.
And I get it. The start to the year wasn't one that we saw coming. It wasn't one that I predicted. It's nothing that we liked. They're playing better baseball. I'll say this again because I've been saying this for the last several weeks. With the weather getting hot, and it's amazing right now. I love the temperatures. I know that some people out there complaining is it's too hot. Get your tickets now to go to Target Field because this team is going to be fun to watch here this summer.
I want to use an analogy. Okay, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
About six months ago, Tim Connelly took a lot of heat for the cat trade for Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo.
As he should.
Fast forward 6 months later, look where we are now. He is being praised and put on a pedestal because we are succeeding, and it finally panned out with Julius Randle and Dante. I mean, maybe not so much Dante as of late, but Julius Randle has panned out, and I've said from the beginning, wait it out. It's coming. Let this thing roll out, and sure enough, here we are.
All right, so which adds another layer to the conversation.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you brought that up because, and I'd love to get a phone call or two or even a text, 651-461-9226. They made that trade, and I'm going to be honest, I wasn't overly optimistic because Julius Randle, his game and all that stuff, whatever, I was just kind of like, I'm not sure if it's a good fit. He's played so much better here the last couple of months, and specifically after he came off the injured list.
Well, it was September when it happened. It was like, ooh, a little too close to the season.
Yeah, but this is the thing. Who ultimately gets the most credit for the way that the Wolves are playing right now?
Finch.
Thank you. Chris Finch. Because Chris Finch is the person that has to mold the team into what they are right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that has to evaluate guys, adapt on the fly. Like, look, I think that Rob Dillingham is going to be a good guard in the league. Rob Dillingham, and I know, air quotes, injured, right? But it's more so because he doesn't fit for the Wolves at the present time.
Yeah.
He has pushed the buttons, made the right calls, got guys into the lineup, have them be productive. Jalen Clark doesn't even get any run right now.
Yeah.
Jalen Clark had a run in the regular season, where he was super productive, right? And I know that the majority of time, that was when Randle was kind of down and all that stuff.
He was a bright spot.
Yeah, but my point is that Chris Finch gets love for what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
So with the Twins, are we ready to show any love for Rocco? I'll say this. Rocco, and I just think that from a we appreciate standpoint, I think that Chris Finch is somebody that sports fans here like more than Rocco.
Yeah.
I'm not the one to decide that. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, where are we at with Rocco now? Are we ready to give him credit? Because he's made some moves here over the course of the last couple of weeks that have been brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. And when things are going your way, you should give props where props are due. I'll tell you somebody that I just, every time that they would come out of the bullpen, I would put my hands over my face, over my eyes, and that's Jorge Alcala.
Hmm.
You see him today? That was like the best that he's been.
Yeah.
They even said on the broadcast, they're like, he looks great.
It's a new man. Yeah.
So wait, do we give the Polads that credit?
Maybe.
651-461-9226. When your team is performing at a high level, how much of the credit goes to ownership? How much of the credit just flat out goes to the players? How much of it goes to the manager or the coaches? Your phone calls, your text, next on the list. 651-461-9226. Twins are hot. They're on fire right now. 10 consecutive victories. They take the doubleheader today against the Baltimore Orioles. 651-461-9226. A really good text that I want to get to here from the 612. Really good text. It says, the Polats have nothing to do with the recent success. People are rightly upset at them for cutting spending last year. We are in our window of opportunity with our young talent. It's not the time to cut $30 million in payroll when the team is successful. The team is winning right now, despite the Polats not doing everything they can to make that happen. Credit to the players and coaches and no one else. Which I think is fair for the texter to say that.
Yeah.
My response to that was, so are they at fault for the next 5-game losing streak? Because I'm trying to figure out how criticism works when it comes to the Polats. When they won the playoff series versus Toronto, did we praise them or criticize the Astros or after the Astros series? I want us to be consistent with how we evaluate. And listen. They said we praised winning the I think that they're saying breaking the playoff streak. At least I did. I praised them for signing Correa. Since winning the playoff series, they have done nothing to help the team. Let me say this to everybody out there, and I think that we all could agree on this, even the texter. When the Twins win, we don't praise the Polats. We don't. That is imaginary. People do not praise the family. They don't. And I'm not saying that we have to. That's not something I'm saying you have to do. I'm not even saying that we should do it. All I'm saying is let's be consistent. If we're going to bludgeon them when the team is bad, you might want to praise them a little bit when they're good. That's all I'm saying. So it's to me, it's not a situation where you sit and you do one thing, but you don't do another. I'm just, for me personally, I take them out of the equation. Now, I'm not sitting here and going to be an idiot and say that payroll doesn't matter at all. Mm-hmm. Okay, I get that. I think that we should also be fair in understanding that there's other things that factor into that, like TV deals and stuff like that. But the bottom line is, I think that we have to be fair with our criticism and we have to be fair with our praise.
I think we're leaving out a big exec in this conversation as well that also gets a lot of heat when things aren't going well. It's Mr. Falvey. He gets a lot of bullets thrown his way when the Twins are not going as well. So I feel like he absorbs a good portion.
Do we?
Of
I don't think that we. I don't think that we criticize Derek Falvey that much.
I think this fan base will take any route they can, no matter who catches the strays.
I don't think it's Falvey in this town. And look,
I get the Polad. I get what you're saying about the Polad. Like it's legend in this town that Polads are to blame. I'm using air quotes for Twins failures. So that I could see. I see your point that you are making with that.
Okay. So. I disagree with you, which is fine because we're not going to agree on everything. But let's do a quick on the fly. Let's do a rankings of criticism of decision makers and GMs in this town.
Okay.
Who gets the most criticism? Because it definitely is not. I don't think that Derek Falvey gets the most criticism. And I don't think Tim Connelly does either.
Bill Guerin.
Bill Guerin. Yeah. I'll give you that. Who's number two?
Probably
it's Kwesi. I don't think it's close.
Almost said
even when they're good.
Yeah.
So it goes Guerin into Kwesi into I think Connelly, because at times you're like, well, the Rudy trade happened, got criticized because year one it didn't work.
Yeah.
Got criticized earlier this year for the Randall trade. So if we're doing it based on that, Falvey's fourth on the list.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to go even further back, wasn't the Hernan Gomez deal, that package, wasn't that a Connelly move too?
The what?
When we cleaned house and we got like Vanderbilt and Hernan
no,
Gomez.
No, that was Gerson.
Gerson, okay.
Yep. Yep. And by the way, Gerson should get a lot of props still to this day for all the like, we got Chris Finch.
Yeah.
We got Ant.
Yeah.
He got us Jaden.
They're our carryover. And that goes in. Oh. And by the way, Glenn Taylor goes in that basket, too.
How about Naz Reid?
Yeah.
Like, all of that was Gerson Rosas. Mm-hmm. All of it. Now, Tim Connelly's made some phenomenal moves. No question.
Yeah.
But right now, the run for the Wolves, and we'll get into the Wolves a little bit later, too, because clearly they can advance to the Western Conference Finals if they defeat the Golden State Warriors tonight, which I anticipate that they will. Yeah. By the way, I think that the line is way too massive. The line on that game is 10.5. Like, what? By the way, it was funny talking about lines. Did you see what happened a couple nights ago?
Yeah.
I thought the game was over when they were up 20.
Yeah.
And sure enough, in Wolves fashion, they
7-point lead. Yeah. It's like, oh, boy.
7-point win. I'm like, yeah. Bro, y'all make it a little bit way too close.
Yes.
But the criticism, though, of Falvey, I'm not sure, man. I got him fourth on that list.
Okay.
Do you agree with that list, though?
Yeah. Oh, easily.
Because Guerin does get the most.
But the Guerin has an asterisk because of July 4th, 2025.
I get that. But I'm not saying whether it's fair or not. Yeah. I'm just talking about that's the criticism, I guess, rankings for me. Yeah. Guerin gets the most.
People are worried about him getting the shaft, and including our boss Brad Lamb when I talked to him about it. And crazier things have happened in this town. But I think that window still needs to be extended to allow some grace period with this contract expiring. So, yeah.
Yeah, I just, right now, man, the Twins' improvements in this season, I got to show them a lot of love. Because quite frankly, the bullpen is starting to look like the bullpen that people have talked about since last year. And I know that they're healthier and all this other stuff, whatever. But remember last year going into spring training, oh, it's going to be one of the best bullpens in Major League Baseball. No, it wasn't.
No.
Then the start of this year, oh, yeah, they're gonna have a great – I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see it now. And clearly there's other guys that have stepped in and they're healthy now. You get Brock Stewart.
We still have 4.5 months, too. So – don't count the standings till after Memorial Day. That's what I would say.
As a matter of fact, the only team that's worse than us in the division right now is the White Sox. So I'm not sitting here just saying that we're going to run away with the division. We still have a lot to do.
Yeah.
But clearly, right now, as it stands, because we got a slate of games going on this evening, the Tigers are in first place at 28-15. We are 5 games behind the Tigers. I think that they're actually playing right now. I think that they were trailing a little bit earlier. Yeah, they're trailing 2-1. They're at home taking on the Boston Red Sox. The Guardians, 25-18, they are a couple of games ahead of us. The Royals, and these are all teams that in the last 10 games have been doing well. The Tigers have won 7 of their last 10. The Guardians, 6 of their last 10. The Royals, 7 of their last. That's why when we started the winning streak and we got to like 5 or 6 games in a row, I kept saying at the end of the I'm like, man, it just sucks that everybody else in the division is playing well too. Like, give us some perfect timing. When we do a 10-game winning streak, can we get the Tigers and the Royals to have like 10-game losing streaks? I'd like for that to happen.
It's true. Yeah, it's I just think the happenstance of the division being strong is – just typical Twins fashion.
Yep.
But, okay.
Yep. 651-461-9226. Coming up next, after weather, the media has a major obsession right now that I want to discuss. We get to it next year on a Lake Show. The media has a major obsession right now. What is the obsession with Joe Biden? What is the obsession with Joe Biden? Joe Biden is not the president right now. Joe Biden wasn't the person that was on ballots at the end of the day for the Democratic Party. What is the obsession with Joe Biden right now? The obsession, it seems, is that there's so many people that are trying to make headlines and sell books talking about his decline. mental decline. He's not with it. This, that, the other. Why is this something that we're seeing on television every single day? I'm dead serious. I'm at a loss for why this is like major topics right now with people doing interviews and talking about Joe Biden and his mental capacity and his health and how aged he is. It's not breaking news that Joe Biden is 82 damn years old. He's old. Y'all knew he was old.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When he got elected in 2020, and you knew damn well that when he was being talked about to try to go and be a two-term president, that he was too old. Like, what are we doing here? This to me is just overkill with all of a sudden, like all this stuff about, well, he looked like this and we were concerned. And look, I'm not sitting here saying that it might not ever be a topic if people behind the scenes were trying to hide certain aspects of how with it Joe Biden is right now. But the entire conversation about Joe Biden, it just, I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like, at the end of the day, Kamala Harris ran against Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. So I don't, a decision was made because people close to him said, and it came up after the first debate,
yep.
He's not up to it. If that was the point, then I don't care about all of the stuff after. I'm not buying any of these books. Because, like, I'm pretty sure that if God keeps me here for 82 years, I'm probably not going to be that sharp.
Yeah.
I don't get it. It is a massive media upset. At some point tonight on the televisions, Josh,
because
we got televisions on Fox and
yep. CBS, ESPN, or
yeah, we got TNT because yep. we got the game on, whatever. There'll be some breaking news, you know, Joe Biden, you know, tripped over a banana.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody will put a book out about it, yeah. It's kind of like what you said, you touched on it. It's just a lot of redundancy. It's a lot of stuff we already know. I think it's just people wanting to put out big puff piece books about how can I disparage the 46th president of the United States, Joe Biden. It's just telling us things that we've already known since July when he decided to duck his head out of the race for the Democratic Party. We're being fed stuff that we already know, and it's just them wanting to get their voice out there, get their opinion heard by more people to become aware of something that we're already aware of, pretty much.
I think that we are right now in the media business. Mm-hmm. We're putting way too much of an emphasis on Joe Biden. And in my life right now, Joe Biden's not a topic.
Yeah.
651-461-9226 if you'd like to weigh in. I think that we're going over, like, if we want to evaluate Joe Biden and whether he was fit to run again, I get that. But we are so far removed from Joe Biden. It is May the 14th of 2025. And I just don't think that, I don't care. I don't. And this is no disrespect to Joe Biden or the former First Lady, Jill. I don't care enough.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a, Do you think that Joe Biden and his health and him being, do you think that's a main topic of conversation for most Americans right now? Most Americans are concerned about the economy. Most Americans are concerned about, you know, health care. There are a lot of other things that we care about as opposed to everything else going on with Joe Biden. And it's funny because he came out, and I think he did an interview a week or so ago, whatever, and people just started, like, freaking out. I don't get it. Anyway.
I think he just wants to ride off in the sunset with Jill and just live the rest of his life that he has left. I feel like we're just kind of running around in circles. We're watching reruns right now with this whole thing, and it's kind of annoying, but I'm kind of in the same boat as you where that's not really front of mind right now, especially if you want to bring up the Democratic Party. That's not the front of their mind either right now. They're looking into the future. They already have, you know, Harris out there. They already have people that are trying to maybe make a run for it in the next election. It's not on their table right now.
From the 952, the big lie. All the Democrats except Phillips and Craig swore up and down Biden was okay. No cognitive decline, no physical issues. It was all a huge lie by the Democratic Party. Look, I believe, and the texter is right, that, look, without question, there was cover up there, right? We said this at the time, mm-hmm. when he was doing, even leading up way before the election, you could see that he was slowing down.
Yeah.
And anybody that believed that he was not slowing down, that he was just as sharp, was a liar.
Yeah.
And anybody that believes that Donald Trump is sharp right now is a liar. Like, it's all lies. And like I just mentioned from the 763, I mentioned that he just recently has made appearances.
Yep.
But all of this stuff, like, coming up and us going overboard with it, like, the texture just says, wasn't Joe Biden just out in the public on The View yesterday? Isn't Joe bringing this on himself? No, not to this degree, he's not. He's allowed to step out and do interviews.
Yeah.
Now, no one is saying that. Are we sitting here saying that Joe Biden is supposed to just be quiet for the rest of his life?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that he is somebody that you never, ever criticize.
Mm-hmm.
But for this to be a daily topic with everything that's going on in the world, yeah. I think it's rather ludicrous. Yes. He goes out, and if he does an interview with 60 Minutes or he goes on The View, that is all fair game. But this has been a talking point, for quite some time. And I think it's just, like, I don't know, there's just a lot going on, and I don't think that our obsession with it is something that's healthy.
No.
Like, think about this. Is that the number one thing politically that we're concerned about? Is the guy that actually wasn't on the ticket and that we knew was in decline?
So I'm going to answer your question with another question.
Okay.
Before Donald Trump was elected president, for at least a good couple years while he was not president, the media was and will be obsessed constantly daily with talking about whether it's good or bad, Donald Trump. What is the difference? Because anything that they reported was stuff we kind of already knew or expected Donald Trump to say or do. So I feel like that it's one side of the coin and the other side is Donald Trump.
Yeah. Hey, this texture, I do want to get to this because they're actually the other point that I wanted to make. They've already jumped to that point, and I think it's a spot on take from the 763. Henry, I think that there's a constant need nowadays to cast blame for anything anytime something doesn't go someone's way. And if someone, in this case, Jake Tapper, can make money on it, it's worse.
Yeah.
I see it all as a distraction from important things we should be paying attention to and working on. Frogs in boiling water, watching the past instead of watching what's happening to our future here in America. I think it's from Jim. It's kind of discombobulated.
Yeah.
Thanks. But that was where I was going with it. I believe that this is all, number one, calculated because people are trying to sell books and they're trying to monetize it and get that, you know, the street cred from it. Not to say that the View thing, like, I get that. Like, that's something that we can criticize and we can kind of break that down and talk about how he did or how he didn't do it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But more so, I think a lot of it is distractions.
Yeah. I kind of compare it to the – it's similar in this case to when Liz Collin came up with the fall of Minneapolis. From what I saw and from what other people have also reviewed and told me, there wasn't much there to change what we already knew. Everything that was featured in there was, you know, information we've already kind of already knew about what had happened and the fallout of it. So it's just, like I said, it's just people wanting to put their piece out there, to put their criticism out there so they can say, you know what, I was heard from.
I think it's a little bit different, though, because Liz gives her opinion,
spin, yeah,
her side of it, yep, this, that, the other, whatever. Whereas right now, I think that we're making a big deal about something that every American has known about. Yes. Like, if you believe that Joe Biden, by the way, I don't think that an 82-year-old should be running for the presidency. Mm-hmm. If you believe that he was 100% fit, that he was 100% with it, mm-hmm, that he 100% was not declining at all, then you're just a fool. Like, if that is actually what you think, then I got nothing for you.
And if you think that we, and I say we, but if you think the Democratic Party, or even just Americans in general, we didn't know about his cognitive decline, look at his approval rating heading into when he finally bowed out.
The other part of this, though, that I want to get into is, because the texter brought it up, so I'm going to bring it up too, mm-hmm, was about Dean Phillips.
Yeah.
When Dean Phillips threw his name in, and he said, and he started bringing up these issues, I 100% supported Dean Phillips and bringing up the topic and throwing his name in there.
Yeah.
But I'll go back to what I said when Dean Phillips did that. Okay. After he did that, and I said, I'm in full support of this, right? Like you look at this, Dean Phillips, if you believe that you're the man that's going to go in there and you can create some change, mm-hmm, and you want to talk about these things, all for it. But this was the problem, okay? And I'll double and triple down on this. And it's not going to matter now because Dean Phillips pulled out and, you know, Donald Trump is the current president.
Yep.
Is that while I agreed with Dean Phillips at the time, what I said over the course of the short amount of time that he had his name in there was this, and it's pretty simple. Dean Phillips, in my opinion, didn't do himself any favors. He was right in calling it out and talking about
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe Biden and his age and in health and just everything. But what he didn't do was say to all Americans why they should vote for him.
Yeah.
His platform, in my opinion now, Dean Phillips' platform was he was telling people, vote for me, Joe Biden's too old. That's not enough.
Yeah.
You can't just tell the people or say to the people the reason. Vote for me because that guy is too old.
Yeah.
No, tell us why you should be the person that should be the next president of the United States of America.
Yeah, it's a little too black and white for throwing your name in the hat for presidency. So
651-461-9226. We'll take a break, come back. Final segment of the opening hour of the Lake Show. Jade, welcome back into the Lake Show. Couple of texts to put a bow on the Joe Biden conversation. This one from the 952. Joe Biden has been put down for his age and debate performance. It may be because of his stuttering past that he had an off night on the debate. Anyhow, look at the numbers that were positive during his administration. This from the 952. I agree we should move past it, but if everyone was well aware of Biden's decline at the time, why was there so much denial? And my reply to that text is, let's be honest. Folks didn't want to deal with reality. They didn't. We can sit here and say what we want, but with regards to the denial, they did not want to deal with reality. It's like what we're dealing with now with Donald Trump. People don't want to deal with the reality. Whether it's tariffs or he's getting gifts from this country and that country. People don't want to deal with the reality of what's going on. The crypto stuff, both sides do it.
Yeah.
With regards to not wanting to deal with reality. We want to look and say we're immune to it. We're not the ones that are lying. We're not the ones that are corrupt. Corruption can be anywhere. Anywhere politically, it can involve any family. Nobody is immune from doing ridiculous things. That's just how it is, Josh. Nobody's immune from it.
No, and you're right. It comes from both sides when it comes to crypto or any facet of this argument. It's
the whole stock stuff and just, I mean, the insider trading.
It's not specific to one side or the other.
Yeah, but that's the bottom line. And I think it's a great question about the why was there so much denial? Because this is what we do. This is what we like to do. And it doesn't help anybody when you're in denial about things that you just know aren't great for the country, aren't great for your constituents. That's not a good place to be.
No,
that's not how you govern. That's not how you are supposed to try to represent for the people that vote for you, because it doesn't help anyone.
No.
Hey, what was traffic like for you coming down here tonight? It was tricky, and I was a little bit confused by it because I'm like, we're hours away from tips at Target Center.
I actually tried the old okie doke and turned left right when I got into the downtown area, past Sex World and all that stuff. Tried to curve around.
Oh, so you tried to go down Washington.
Yeah.
Me too.
Tried to curve around. I'm like, man, this traffic is also bad. I can't get around it.
Well, I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah. It's Big Wolves game. I mean.
Yeah, but at 5 o'clock?
Hey.
Tip is 8:30.
People are getting to Tom's early, man. Tom's and Kieran's. They're trying to get those.
Maybe there's a street or two that are blocked off.
Maybe.
I don't know. Because it was
kind of chaotic.
Driving down Washington, I was like, what is this? What's going on here?
Could barely get in the outside stretch. But, second. I was able to get through second, I believe it. Second Avenue, Second Street.
And by the way, currently we know the Boston's on the ropes. They're trailing 3-1. They're actually trailing in this game right now, 42-35. The Knicks are leading the Boston Celtics. Looks like the Celtics more than likely is going to go out tonight. Just a bummer to see Jason Tatum end up with that the ruptured Achilles, and that'll put him out for a year?
Yeah, maybe.
Well into next season. Yes. It's felt like he would not be ready for the start of the next NBA season, which is very unfortunate. All right, we got our top of the hour break. Then coming up next, we'll have to hit refresh on the good old computer because you know what today is. It's NFL schedule release day.
Yes, it is.
The Minnesota Vikings, I want to see what they have up their sleeve. We get to that next. You're on the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.